Thank you, Kathleen. And thank you to Tom for sharing your sculpture and your beautiful gifts with us. Let us pray. Holy God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning comes from the fifth chapter of Mark, and as Kathleen mentioned, is a kind of two-for-one tale of God's healing and grace. Many people have studied this text, focusing on Jesus' profound power to heal and impressive efficiency in doing so, healing one person on the way to raise another from the dead. Many theologians focus on the willingness of Jesus to associate himself with those who are considered unclean or impure by Jewish standards. The older woman in our text is described as having a medical condition that caused her to bleed nonstop for 12 years. Some scholars have tried to determine the exact nature of her medical condition. This woman who was stigmatized and considered untouchable by society, for what must have felt to her a betrayal by her own body. She was betrayed from within and without. She became so desperate for help that she dared not only to go into the crush of the crowd and steal a glimpse of the healing man, but also to perhaps steal an unauthorized grasp of his clothing, clothing that surely held some sacred power. The story tells us that when she touched Jesus' clothing, her bleeding stopped. But that's not when she was healed. It was only when she came face to face with Jesus that she was healed and she was brought to her knees. This isn't the only time in our text when someone falls at Jesus' feet. The story starts with Jairus, the respectable Jewish leader and father of the younger woman in our text, who was at death's door. Jairus is described as falling to Jesus' feet when he begs for help for his daughter. This falling suggests that even before Jesus' death and resurrection, people considered him to have something special, to be worthy of worship. They physically lower themselves in Jesus' presence as if like Wayne and Garth in the movie Wayne's World, 1992, for those of you who were with us then. They fall to their knees saying, "We're not worthy, we're not worthy." Getting down on our knees is not a thing that Protestants do easily or often. When do we kneel? Perhaps we do it in love, like in a marriage proposal. Or when we're trying to connect with a child or an animal. But I really can't think of other examples when we willingly will kneel. Not only that, but I would suggest that we are slightly uncomfortable when we see someone else kneeling. I will confess that I felt this way when our family took a trip to Jerusalem and I saw Christians from all over the world prostrating in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the place thought to be the site of Jesus' crucifixion and burial. There were people prostrating and crying, and I wanted to say, "Get up, get a hold of yourself, show a little dignity in this holy place." Maybe it's my uptight Scottish Calvinist roots, but I was uncomfortable watching them fall to their knees. We know that people also kneel for reasons other than a sense of humility and reverence, and we don't seem to like that too much either. Look at the controversy caused by Colin Kaepernick's gesture of kneeling to protest police brutality and racial injustice in our country. We, as a largely Protestant America, consider it more respectful and more respectable to stand. We come by this inclination to stand quite honestly. The Greeks and Romans believed that kneeling was the act of barbarians, not of free, honorable people. Early Christian fathers like Saint Augustine believed that people, as people, we're already set free by Christ, that we're no longer obligated to kneel. But in his book, The Spirit of Liturgy, Pope Benedict XVI argues that we should kneel when we pray because Jesus did. He wrote that in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus prays on his knees, he assumes, as it were, the fall of man. He lets himself fall into human fallenness and prays to God out of the lowest depths of human dereliction and anguish. Jesus lays his will in the will of God's. Not my will, but yours be done. With this act, he lays the human will in the divine. It is on his knees where Jesus met God and found redemption for the human race. It is on his knees that Jesus embodied his relationship with God, much like we do when we worship together here. When we worship here, we worship with our whole bodies, standing, sitting, embracing, breaking bread. We get out of our seats to make the offering, to move closer together, and bring the smallest of us to the front row so they can be close to and creators of the action. I wonder what would happen if we as a wider church fell to our knees in prayer individually, as families, and all together. Perhaps you have experienced this already, and perhaps it's even a regular practice for you already. I find that in my life, God often has a way of pushing me on just the side of my comfort zone. This can bring me to my knees. I pray for God to give me guidance and support. I have been known to say on my knees, "Oh my God, is what you're asking me even possible?" In the recent movie, Won't You Be My Neighbor, Tom Hanks portrays Mr. Rogers as keeping a small book of names and kneeling every night to pray for the people living listed in his book. It's a simple gesture, but Mr. Rogers had a huge impact on many lives because of his faithfulness and ability to get down on his knees and lift people up. The title of this sermon is Falling Up, taken from a Shel Silverstein poem that goes like this. I tripped on my shoelace and I fell up. Up to the rooftops, up over the town, up past the treetops, up over the mountains, up where the colors blend into sounds. But it got me so dizzy when I looked around, I got sick to my stomach, and then I threw down. When we are in need of healing, in need of God's word, or when we trip up, we can fall to our knees and God will lift us up. When we fall to our knees in prayer and we are face to face with Jesus, God will lift us up. Shel Silverstein had it exactly right. When we fall down, we really are falling up.